People in the West are inclined to fabricate history because it's glamorous, but we didn't need to hear it.
We've legislated, but we haven't changed the hearts.
Colorado has played a significant role in paleontology.
For the history of women's suffrage, Colorado's at the center.
It has to be in your soul. It has to be ingrained in your heart.
Oh, wow, I was dancing on the side of a mountain.
We create a better future by understanding the past.
There's a note you can hang your hat on for the day.
Create a better future by understanding the past?
Understanding the past, that's the job of Colorado Experience, our local statewide documentary series at Rocky Mountain Public Broadcasting. And Julie Speer, the producer of the series, in the house this morning. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good to see you.
It's wonderful to be here.
Yes.
She is in the past and she is in the present.
I am here. That is true. I'm here now.
But you spend a lot of time covering Colorado's past. We're at season four of Colorado Experience, and I guess if you start with paleontology...
we go way back.
go way back, and then you end up here. Great series of what, 12, 13, 14 shows?
13 episodes. Mm-hmm.
And so what does it take to produce this Colorado history documentary series? You know, if you're from the East, you think, oh, there's no history in Colorado. It all started in, what, 1865 or 1876?
1876, when we became a state. But there was a lot going on here before that.
And you're tracking it. We'll get to this week's episode in a moment, but some of the other episodes on this season's Colorado Experience, women's suffrage, that's important around election time.
Oh, and we are the first women that were ever elected to the state house. We're here in Colorado, and we were the first state to give women the right to vote. Wyoming, Utah, they were not states when they gave women the right to vote. They
territories.
Were territories, exactly. Huh. So we have a really strong legacy of women in politics and women playing socially here in Colorado that we're really proud of.
Julie Speer, producer of the Colorado Experience television show. I want to hear more about these historic farms.
The Centennial Farms.
These are family farms that have been here from homestead days.
Yeah, they have to be at Centennial Farm, they have to have been continually in the same family for over 100 years, and they have to have a minimum of, I think, four or six different structures. And so, these are pretty big operations. But what's been interesting about that is that the family farms are sort of, they're having some challenges these days. I mean, to be a farm, you really have to be, a millionaire. It's quite a big operation nowadays, as farming sort of industrialized. So that's been an interesting thing to look at.
Well, coming up this week, a very special extended version of Colorado Experience. Let's hear the clip from this week's episode on the Big Thompson Flood.
We could not get that door open. We were absolutely prisoners within the house. We went into the adjacent bedroom. My ex took a piece of driftwood off of one of the dressers and just took it and broke one of the windows open. So the water was rising inside of the cabin and going around the cabin now. And I just looked at that little hole and I thought, we're not gonna make it out. I had the diaper bag on this arm. My ex was holding the baby, the 3.5-week-old baby, and I just took my arm and I went like this and broke out the adjacent window. And I looked down and I could see my arm was completely opened up. I had almost completely cut my arm off, and blood was just spattering all over all the walls, and this incredible peace came over me. Meanwhile, that water is rising. Had we gone out there, we would have all five of us been washed down the river.
The 40th anniversary of the Big Thompson Flood, and Julie, you talked to survivors about this. It's a one-hour show.
That's right. We couldn't tell the story in 26 minutes. It's too big. And there are indeed many folks still alive that lived through it. And that was Deborah Watts you heard. She has an incredible story of survival. I mean, she really should have passed away. Their house was right on the river. It was an A-frame. The water came in. No one knew. There was no warning. There was one weather radar in Lyman. Well, it's a long way from Lyman up to the Big Thompson Canyon. So no one knew it was coming. It was 9 o'clock at night. It was a holiday weekend. So here comes the water into their house, and they're like, let's get out now. Basically, their house was completely washed away. The entire family washed away down the river. They actually lost a son.
That's got to be scary. You know, when you think about it.
In the dark.
In the dark. 9 o'clock at night. We're not talking like a... Like you could see it coming. You could hear something, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. There was sounds.
Yes.
People talked about the propane tanks in the water. We're talking the big, you know, country propane tanks. The hissing and the smell and the boulders as big as cars being, someone said in the film, it was a rock tumbler of just the rocks in the water.
That's right.
It was the deadliest flood, not flash flood in Colorado. Is really the deadliest flash flood in the 20th century in the United States.
Julie Spears produced this series called Colorado Experience. When does this one-hour special on the Big Thompson flood air?
Well, this is the 40th anniversary, and it airs this Thursday at 7 p.m. And then it's, as you mentioned, an hour-long special. And after that, every Thursday at 7:30, you can catch another episode of Colorado Experience.